so excited. We've been waiting for weeks and weeks, and we finally got our go bag, our bug out bag, whatever you want to call it. Geniuses over at Satellite Phone Store and our friend Tina have provided us with the safety and security we need no matter what happens. Thank you so much, Tina, for coming on to discuss this awesome new bag we just got. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thank you so much, Mel. Thank you for having me so that we can explain on what these bags have inside, and then also the motivation for me to put these bags together as well. So yeah, thank you so much.
Great.
Well, you know, Tina, we saw you in Tulsa and you gave me this bag. And for me, for those of you who don't know me, I'm kind of a gear guy. So I'm really I've been into camping and stuff. And to me, it was like Christmas when I opened up the bag. I like laid everything out. So we have two bags. We have one that's full and one with the gear that I took out. And I'm going to kind of unpack it for you guys. I really like this bag. It's got, you know, it's got water bottle, you know, on each side. And it's got
lots of storage.
We got the strapping in the back, which is great for rigging things. And, you know, different pockets. So
comfort pack also. So if you have to wear it wherever you're going, hiking, outside, whatever. And also, I wanted to mention that Tina has been working on this for quite a while. And this is an amazing, amazing gift to have for you, for your family, for everyone out there. So Tina, let's talk a little bit about how this came to be, how you thought of this. I know our friend Mike Adams was also involved in this brilliant, amazing gift, I think, to everyone out there that's worried about anything that could come. So let's talk about how you got into creating this.
Yeah. So I've been like, you know, I'm a big time prepper now. I started prepping after January 6th when I saw, you know, what was happening to our country. And I started watching a lot of survival shows. And watching, that's all I did for like 2 years. All I did was watch survival shows. And from watching survival shows alone, every survival show that's out there, I started going back, 10 years and watching all of them and trying to figure out what is good to have in a survival bag in the event of you know, something happens, including, you know, like I even bought a land in Colorado so I would have a place to go for survival, but what do I need? So I think I put almost a perfect bag together in event that you have to grab and go. The only thing that you would need to add to it is possibly just your like passport, birth certificate, important papers, and then also maybe some more silver, because I think if cash is worthless, you will need the silver. So, and yep. Having said that, let's go inside and see what's in the bag.
I just want to mention that so they can find this at, is it Prep123? Is that the, that's the website that, is that right, Tina?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yes, Prep123.com.
Yeah.
And do you have, are there different? My question was, are there different bags or is there one kind of primary bag?
Yeah, currently we do have three bags. One of them is more toward the camping, but the one we're talking about is the ultimate survival bag, which has everything from communications to, little things like this little electric lighter. So you'll never be without a fire. This thing is so cool. And you can recharge it. So it comes with a charger and a solar panel and a battery pack. So you'll have it. And it's literally electric.
Brilliant.
So you see? Yeah.
Yeah, so cool. We have them. It's so great. You know, for me, I this past summer, I've never seen it before, and I watched the entire Walking Dead. So when we started opening the bag, I'm like, this is exactly what I said we need. No matter what happened, could happen. It could just be a hurricane. It could be, you know, anything. And everything is in there for us. So let's start going through everything else. But that lighter, that alone is a lifesaver when you need it, and that it has, you can plug it in, it has solar, everything is like totally thought out. I'm loving this. So let's see what else we got.
All right, we're gonna go into the grab bag, which is the go bag. So let's start with like one of the core products or core needs in a communication or in a disaster scenario, and that's communication. So I just took out the bag. So we have a bivy stick, we have a phone, and then you have a charging cable and another charging cable for like USB. And so tell us about the communication element of this go bag.
Yeah. So as you know, communication is extremely important to have a backup communication other than your cell phone. So that's a smartphone with a bivy stick, and they're both inside this Faraday bag. So in event of an EMP attack or solar flare, and I think we might see some solar flare this April 8th during the eclipse week, there might be some electronics that may not work. But if your product, if your smartphone and your bivy stick is protected in this Faraday bag, then your communication, your electronics will still work. So all right. of that is inside the bag. Now, one of the benefits of this communication package that we put together is that this is a bivy stick. So this is works off of the satellite. So it turns your smartphone into a two-way text messaging from anywhere on Earth to anywhere on Earth. And the other benefit, Mel, is that this includes 36 months of payment. So you don't to worry about paying, and you don't have to worry about your bivy stick not working because you made a payment, or if credit card expired, you have to worry about it until like about 2027. So your service is paid for.
So the bivy stick gives you the ability to communicate no matter what. It's got nothing to do with if the cell service goes down. The bivy stick is on the satellite. So you can text people. You can get in touch with people. You can tell people where you are. It maintains its power. You said it's paid up for all that time. So this is something that's really, really crucial for people to have. Only have been counting on cell phone and cell service. We've already seen there's been big outages recently of multiple. Verizon went down, I believe it went down recently in our area for multiple hours. So this is a way to continue communication no matter what. The bivy stick is an amazing, amazing product.
Right. Now, as you know, you could use your smartphone, but the reason why we put a smartphone inside here is an event, not just the cell towers being down, but if we have an EMP attack or solar flare attack, then whatever's inside this smart bag or this go bag, everything, all the electronics will still work because they are protected from an EMP.
Awesome. That's great. Great news. Okay, cool.
So basically do you have to connect them, or do they connect via Bluetooth?
Yeah, so we've already downloaded the app in there for you.
Oh, wow.
So all you have to do is take it out of the bag, power on, go to the app, and start texting to whoever you want.
Awesome, that's great.
This is
great.
A Nokia phone, which is pretty cool. So we just put this gear in the Faraday bag. We are good to go. Obviously, guys, it's important to test this stuff.
But it's all in there. It's all set up already.
Should we put our cords in the bag? Is it important to protect the cords, or is that not important for,
Well, we're going to put them in EMPs. The bag to be organized.
So everything electronic, including the solar panel and the backup battery that's inside the bag, must be in a Faraday bag. That's the reason why we give you a small one, and we also give you a large one.
Right.
And the large one is where you protect all of your other electronics, such as the solar panel. So we've got the solar panel that you have and a battery.
Let's talk about the solar panel, because this is pretty cool.
This is pretty awesome. We got our own solar panel. Right, fits right in the backpack, folks. Right in the backpack. Talk about that. And that goes in the Faraday bag. Big Faraday bag. There's the big and small. So talk about this, what this is.
So this is the solar panel, and then all the cables, all the electronics will fit here. So everything that we give you that's electronic will fit in both of these Faraday bags. So you can take that. And then also the battery pack that's in there. So you also, you should have a battery pack inside the backpack.
We do. It's coming. We've got our battery pack and solar panel all in this backpack. And it's very light. It's with all this amazing stuff in it, it's still, you know, not a heavy thing to carry.
I will tell you that we travel all the time and we carry always two of these charged. Because you never, you know, we're on the road, we're at events and things like that. So these portable battery pack devices are critical, and they can charge multiple types of gear. And then with the solar charger, that gives you, you know, really full coverage. You know, you don't need the system. Okay.
Awesome. And the solar charger is really amazing, and it can do many different things. It's not just for, you can charge all different kinds of things, including your lights, your laptop, your phone, your everything else. The solar charger is incredible. It can do everything. Now we got
I just want to mention that I think it's critical to have, you know, a way to generate electricity off the grid. So this is genius. This is really helpful, and we'll be really happy to be traveling with that going forward. Now, as a gear guy, most gear guys love their knives, and I have a nice collection of knives. I'm pretty excited about this. Okay? tell us a little bit about the knife. I'm going to break it open. Why don't you tell us about
it? Yeah, Rob opened it up. It was like Christmas.
And I love the fact that it comes with a certificate of authenticity. Tell us about the knife.
Yeah. So Dawson knives, Dawson knives are actually made in Prescott, Arizona. This was their 50th anniversary. Yeah, this was their 50th anniversary knife, and it was designed by Mike Adams. So, and there's only 500 of these of each kind of knife will be made, plus. These are all 50th year. So yeah, and these knives are so amazing. They're very, very heavy, and you can pretty much do any survival. You could, you know, dig with them in case you needed to dig, you know, underground, or if you needed to, you know, cut up wood or whatever it is that you need to do with the knife. But these are a great survival knife. And unless you get one in your hand, it's really hard to describe how amazing these knives are. I was not a knife collector. And then when I got this, I was like, okay, Mike, I think you did an amazing job and helped design these knives with Dawson Knives. So yeah.
Mike Adams doesn't mess around. If he's creating a knife, it's going to be the best knife you could possibly have, and it'll do just about anything you can imagine. So I know he worked hard on that. Of course, these are made in America, and all made in the USA is a big deal to Dawson Knives and to Mike Adams. So this is truly amazing. I like everything Mike Adams does.
I want to comment that the sheath is great. A fixed blade is really important in a survival situation because there's no mechanical opening, and you can do a lot more with a fixed, you know, in a survival situation. So that's pretty cool.
So we got that.
I also want to mention they're the only knives that Mike Adams initial on. So it's the Ranger initial. So these are his knives. Yeah.
Great.
And you worked really hard on designing these. Yeah.
What's that?
He worked hard on designing these. He met up with
Dawson. Beautiful. On top of that, okay, cool. Yeah. So we got our power, we got our charger, we got our Faraday bags, we got our knife, which can be used for many, many things. You're definitely going to need that. We got our bivy stick to keep us connected. We got our phone that already has the app for the bivy. And let's see what else we got here. This is truly amazing. I love this. I'm so excited. I know you're making a female model, which I cannot wait for either, but I like the backpack myself.
Yeah, obviously it's crucial to have light, right? So we have, there's two light elements in this. One is a large LED, both battery and rechargeable battery light, so you can or this is kind of a tactical light, so it can be used, you know, as a weapon. It's kind of has it's pretty sturdy and strong. It's very bright. That's pretty cool.
And here's a little one in a tactical case that you can keep on. You keep on your belt loop or whatever. A mini rechargeable tactical light as well. But very, very bright, ultra bright, energy saving, waterproof, and it's in its own little case.
Here, let me grab this one. You know what I thought? What was cool about the little one here is that it has a it kind of has a feature. Not only is it bright, but it has a this little part of the light, which is more of a not necessarily a spot, but illuminates,
and a safety probe feature.
Yeah,
that you can use
and,
also.
And all of them have that feature, so they can spot, they can, you know, you know,
be a signal for help also. Yeah. When that's
pretty cool.
When
and these
the strobe.
Are this is pretty sturdy. That's kind of cool.
Cool.
I like that.
Great. What else do we
so
got?
That's critical.
The universal signal for help is three fires, right? So the universal signal for help is three fires. So you start three fires. And Rob, you said you that flashlight is for weapon. The knife is my weapon.
I know. This is it. You got your knife, and then he can take the knife and do what he's got to do, and I'll hold this. I'll hold this and knock off the walkers. Okay, let's see what else we got.
You know, I thought. I'm just going to kind of randomly go in, but I thought it was pretty cool that you had a road
atlas.
Yeah,
we love that.
Right? Because in today's world, you know, we've been on the road, you know, basically the road trip, the Patriot road trip for the best 3.5 years. And we've stopped into many places and say, hey, do you have maps?
Right.
So they don't
have
maps.
Find.
Very difficult to find.
So if your GPS is down and your cell phone's down and that's not working, it's very hard to find maps. So you got a road atlas here for basically the whole whole country. And you know what, this is something you don't need until you need it, and when you need it and you can't find it, it's very because we were also, when we were driving, especially in areas in Colorado and in Utah and in New Mexico, our service went down a lot. And when we finally did find a map, I was like, we got a whole map, kind of like this one's far better and more and encompasses more information and everywhere in the whole country. But you don't realize you need one until you need it, and then it's usually like you can't find one. So this is awesome. When I saw that, I was so excited because we tried so hard. We went until at least a dozen road, like these are like truck stops that had no maps at some of them. It was weird.
And the funniest part of it is that when we ask people, typically a, you know, a 19 or 20 year old, you know, behind the counter, they would look at you like, what are you talking about?
Why would you need that?
Yeah.
Another,
right.
You thought of everything.
Yeah. So if the internet went down or the cell towers went down, I don't know how the young people are going to even make it, because they have no idea. Like, I told my son, well, my GPS used to be in my glove compartment, and he's like, what? And it's like, that's how we used to LA, there was
a big book. It was like, I think it was like called the Thompson Guide or whatever, and it was all maps. And it was hard to get around there. I was new there, I didn't even drive in New York, so everywhere I went, it was like I had to study the map, figure out, stop, pull over, look at the map. I mean, people don't know that, like, you know, things happen. You really do have to know how to read a map and follow a map. So I guess we have a little edge if we grew up before the GPS was in every car.
So Mel, you travel with me a lot. I travel with you a lot.
Yeah.
What is one of the main things I always have?
He always has duct tape, but this is the best duct tape you could find. So we're going through it and he was like, oh, they thought of everything. As long as you have duct tape in there.
So, duct tape, anyone doesn't know, you can do some, you can patch things. You can rig things,
create things.
It's if you have an injury or whatnot, there's so many things you can do with duct tape, but it's very easy to work with.
Yeah.
So I thought that was
pretty
cool.
And this is the real deal, the strong kind. What's this right here?
Oh, that's the, this is the lighter, I believe, right?
Oh yeah. That's that gray lighter, rechargeable, electric.
So the cool thing about these electric lighters and rechargeable lighters is, you can light them really in any condition.
And this also has a light too.
It has a light too.
Has a flashlight too.
So it has a light.
Very cool.
And
let's see if I can. It's like a little stove, if you can see, but don't touch it because it's also, it can shock you if you touch it. So make sure you don't touch that little.
We'll get our pots and pans for our little stove.
Yeah. So you never run out of fire. You're never not going to have fire because you've got your solar panel. You charge it. It comes with a charger in the box. And I think it's for about 1,000 lights. And then you just charge it for an hour and then you're good for another 1,000 lights.
That's awesome. Well, and it's electric.
And if for any reason that goes down, you also have, I think we had two of these, which are fire starter kits, which are pretty cool. Again, whenever I go camping, I always have some sort of a fire starter. I like the flint. And so this is a flint that generates a spark.
Yeah.
It works very well. And it has some cotton you can, some fiber that you can break apart and use that to start a fire. So that I thought that was pretty cool. I think you have two of those in there.
Fire starter kits. We also have things that we can cook in when we start a little fire. So we have this whole kit that we can use.
So this
Rob loves this. So you can cook on that and light it and heat it from below. And you got your whole thing here to cook multiple pieces in here.
So there's measuring a cup. There's a drinking cup. There's a little this. Pot. And and you know, you'd be surprised how handy this stuff comes in when you don't have it, right?
Exactly. So. That's what it's about. This whole bug out bag is brilliant. It has everything. Let's keep going.
So this is pretty simple, right? Bungee cord. But again, bungee cord like duct tape. You can do so many things with, you can rig tarps, you can string things up that you're trying to keep off the ground. You can secure things. It's really helpful.
Yeah.
Especially on a bag. You can, you know. So
and we got two of them. Two bungee cords in here. Very good. Okay. Hold on. Rob's still digging through. Another fire starter kit.
Okay. To the extent it's cold.
Oh, we love those. We
got
use
the heat
them.
Warmers.
We had to be outside all the time in New York. They came in handy.
Yeah, for those of you who don't know, we were stuck in New York for the winter
and
the lockdown.
And had to eat outside with our, with our hand warmers.
So I bought like a whole box of these.
Game changer.
These come in really handy and they keep your
it really
warm.
Works. Feet and hands and it makes a big difference.
Okay.
Look at this
is pretty cool. So we have a basic first aid kit, which you always want to have. I haven't opened this up yet, but I imagine that it has all the stuff that we would need.
Look at this. It's Christmas in the survival house.
Okay.
It's got like the antibiotics in case for you know, small burn, Band-Aid.
Everything you need.
Yeah.
Band-Aids, ointment, antibiotics. Really important. Bandages, wraps, all kinds of alcohol swabs. Oh, so this is everything you can need. A file, safety pins, everything you could need in this little bag. Okay, go ahead, Rob. I'm going to
plug in. Christmas is getting a little out of control.
We're going to need it. Go ahead.
Okay, we have a TAC bivy sleeping bag. So this will insulate you, keep you warm,
a little bit
dry, and I assume that will protect you quite a bit in an emergency situation.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm putting this over here.
Creating a barrier between you and the elements is critical in a survival situation. So thank you for that. So we have this, and there's a few other elements. If need be, there's a poncho.
Oh, that's awesome. I always need that.
Because, you know,
I'm
when it rains,
for rain.
You got to understand that rain, you know, it decreases your ability to retain heat significantly. So,
we're in Florida now. So like hurricane season, people don't realize. I've been telling Rob, like when it comes. And sometimes you just got to go. You got to go. So,
yeah, even if it's a little bit cool, you know, it's not that cool, even in 50s and it could be 60s. But if you get really wet, it's you know, you can lose a lot of heat.
Yeah.
There's a paracord here, a bunch of paracord, which is also critical. You can fish with this. You can, you know, lash with it. You can create a shelter with this paracord. So that's a big chunk of paracord, which most survivalists have, you know, on them all the time.
Right.
Let's see. I believe this is a tarp.
Wow. Okay. You guys really thought of everything. Right. So you got shelter, you got rainwear, you got a blanket, you got everything in there. You could possibly need a tarp too.
Yeah, so we break that out and we got a tarp to also
this is awesome.
Improve our shelter situation. Let's see. These are actually really helpful when you're trying to create a fire. So you might be able to light a little fire with either the lighter or the fire starter kit. But this, you know, really helps you get wood burning and
cooking,
you know,
yeah, all of that.
Yeah, it can make a big difference having some dry and combustible fuel. So that's cool.
So this will help you like your first day in case you have to start a fire. And then after, you know, so you'll get your fire started. And as you know, yeah. After you start your first fire, you've got a lot of amber. So you'll be okay if you stay there for a longer period of time. Yeah.
This is pretty cool. This is the life straw. Tell us about this. You can drink out
you can drink out of you know, a puddle, a river.
Right.
Filters all of your water. And once you get the fire started, as you know, one of the things that we've learned, this is the reason why we also put these pots, is you can also boil water. So you have two options. Right. You can drink directly from the river or bring your water, boil it with your fire to drink clean water.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so when you're moving around and you're thirsty, you need a drink, you put this end in the water, you suck through, and you have filters in here, and this will take out any of the things that are going to make you sick. Right. And that's a big problem in the wilderness.
I won't blow it, but we have an emergency whistle. You always need one. I didn't make it very loud because my neighbors would go nuts and my animals. But we have the emergency whistle, which everyone needs, especially if you're with two people, to keep just in case you get separated.
Yeah,
important.
Yeah, good for signaling.
I always have a whistle anyway.
But I always
this
use
is a great one,
a
and you can
too.
Put it on your belt loop or on the backpack. We got the all important.
So this, I thought this was pretty cool. Anti-fire smoke mask.
It's not just anti-fire. Also, if there's any kind of chemical or radiation, you put this on. It's got layers and layers of activated charcoal that helps filter the air that you breathe. And you pretty much can buy yourself about 10 minutes to get out of a dangerous situation. I carry one of these with me in my purse because I travel a lot. And one of the things that I've realized, a lot of people, like when there's a plane emergency stuff, a lot of people die from the smoke and the poison.
Yeah.
And if you have this in your purse with you, you just take it out and you wrap it around and you got yourself 10 minutes to try to escape from danger.
Yeah, and it's a seven-layer mask that is effective for heavy smoke. And, you know, we've seen things that happen. You were down there. Satellite phone store was really helpful in Maui. There was the East Palestine. There's been these fires all over. I mean, all of this stuff, until you need it, you don't think about it. And they've done all this for you ahead of time. An anti-fire smoke mask, it's a respiratory device, and it helps you. Like you said, a lot of people don't die from the actual fire. They die from smoke inhalation, and this is actually for that. So that's really, really important.
So I think the last item we have is our ability to transact on the road if we need it. So we have here 8 1-ounce silver coins. I'll take one out. It feels great in your hand. We got it's a buffalo on one side. And we call it, I guess, a Native American on the other. So there's a buffalo and a Native American.
Chief.
Hard to see.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Let's talk about that. Because a lot of people We're really, really excited that you had in there a way to transact. Because if all this went down and we're on the run, we grab our ID and everything, but the ATM machine doesn't work and you don't know what to do. People don't think about that. This was really brilliant to put in this silver in here.
Yeah. I also encourage people to add more silver to it. Because if you're, you know, if you're out and about and you're trying to purchase product and you can't access cash or cash is not accepted or whatever happens, at least you've got something that never for 2,000 years, this has been the currency of the world and it still is the currency of the world. So I just encourage, there's 8 ounces in here. So this is just enough to get you by, but I would encourage people to add more to the bag if they can. I would feel more comfortable with about 50 ounces of this. And I'm sure there are websites and places that they can go buy some. Mel, you have it on your website, right? Where they can go buy more silver.
Yeah, our friends, Beverly Hills Precious Metal, Andrew, he's where Rob and I get our gold and silver. And we definitely will be putting additional coins into our backpack because we're going to leave our backpacks by the door. And whatever happens, we will be ready to go. They'll all be charged up. Everything's ready to go. And we will be adding to it because that is something a lot of people aren't really thinking about or planning for. And I know that after there is a disaster, it becomes really chaotic. So we will be adding to it definitely. Now, let's talk a little bit again, why this is something that we should be getting, not just for ourselves, but for family and other people. I think it's a great gift to give to people. And basically, you guys created this because we don't know what's coming.
Yeah, we really don't know what's coming. And we're prepping, like, you know, with food and we all know our bodies can go without food for up to 21 days. But if we have children, you know, obviously you have to have food, but we're prepping for our house. But what if we have to grab and go? And this is what this bag is in case you get evacuated, in case there's some kind of chemical attack or something, and you just got to get out of the house quickly. You take this backpack, you go, and you survive pretty much anywhere with this backpack for a short period of time.
Yeah, until you can get through and get wherever you're going, because, you know, I mean, not to pump up the video, but there was a movie recently about an EMP attack, and it basically showed like all the GPS going down. You couldn't get gas, you couldn't get anything, and it was the people that had this kind of stuff or were campers or all of that. They had the things, and everyone would go to them. So it's best for everyone to get one of these. I look at this as I look at the satellite phone, which is also the satellite phone store. As you know, these are as important these days as a fire extinguisher to me, or anything that you have in your house that is for an emergency. We now more than ever, we really do need all this stuff. You put it in one place. So, what is the website again? And can you pull up the website, Rob?
And Tina, I wanted to ask you is if people were particularly, so they were interested in the pack, but they also maybe wanted extra gear. Is all this gear available? Or is this kind of a comprehensive pack?
So all of these gears are available. Of course, the one that we're recommending and talking about currently is the first one, which is $2,995. If you bought everything separately, it'd be somewhere around $4,200. So we've kind of gave about a little bit over $1,000 discount, putting it all together. But keep in mind, just between the knife and the bivy sticks with 36 months, it's about $3,000. So everything else you're pretty much getting at no cost. And then if you just want to purchase the bivy stick, you can go to sat123.com and just get the bivy stick. It's $65.99 a month, and you can get unlimited texting from anywhere on earth to anywhere on earth. This bag also has, obviously, the Faraday will protect from an EMP attack. So should, we do have with either an attack from our enemies, attack electronic, because, I mean, Mel, you know, our enemies are much smarter than we give them credit for, because they're not going to attack us, I don't think, with bombs, because it's much cheaper to cripple us by attacking our electronics, right?
And
right, our
of
grid.
Course. And an EMP attack wouldn't destroy the land. It wouldn't, you know, it wouldn't destroy that. That's why they've talked a lot before. We know I've done many shows on the threat of a digital virus, the Polygon tabletop exercise that the World Economic Forum people have been talking about. We've seen many outages and down of all systems. Just a couple weeks ago, CVS and Walgreens and a whole bunch of pharmacies went down. So we really just have to realize that these are really crazy times, and you got to be prepared for anything. You know, nobody expected what happened in Maui or what happened in East Palestine. And those people are still recovering, but they weren't prepared at the time. So this is just really anything could happen anywhere. We got the open borders, a whole nother. But you know what? You just want to be able to grab and go and not think about it, not have to pack your bag. This is like, you know, when you're pregnant and they tell you to pack your bag for whenever it happens, this is that for whatever happens to protect yourselves and your family. I would strongly suggest you buy one of these bags for your parents or your children, your adult children, so everyone has what they need going forward. This is really important to us at the Mel Kay Show. And also, Tina has been amazing with the satellite phones, which they have right now as well. So satellite phone store is also to go. Like I said, this is just as important as anything you have in your house for safety and security and peace of mind. As long as you know that you have it, you're not always thinking about what you're going to do. So anything else you want to say there, Rob?
No, I just want to say, Tina, it's such a pleasure to have become your friend over the years. Tina's an amazing patriot. She travels all over the country trying to support you know, our safety and our health, in addition to supporting the cause for freedom. So thank you, Tina, for helping our show and our and the people that listen to us kind of think about how they need to be prepared.
Yeah, and I want to also say that we were just with Michael Yon and Anne Vandersteel yesterday, who were down at the border, and they had your satellite phones with them at the border, which were a life-saving godsend, and they're all excited about their backpack and their knives. So, you know, these are things that people that are really on the front lines on the border and all over in war, Michael Yon in war, they think that this is such a brilliant idea, and you have everything in here. So I know a lot of people, even besides us, are very, very grateful that you guys put this together, and we're really hoping that people take this seriously and take advantage of this amazing opportunity to really prepare on every level. So any last, Tina?
No, I think you've said it well. Thank you again also for what you do, and, you know, Anne and Mike, and we're all on the same team, and we all want to do our part, you know, to protect, you know, our everything that we have taken, you know, all these years, and we want to make sure that we pass it on to our children and our grandchildren. So yeah, so thank you so much, and thanks for having me on.
So let's just remind people again where to go and how to get that accomplished if they're interested in so prep123.com, and make sure you mention Mel Kay.
Oh yeah, mention Mel Kay so they know that you are a Mel Kay smart listener that knows what's up. So prep123.com, head over there right now. Please check out all the options. You can add to it as well. You can look around over there, see what they have, see what makes sense for you and for your family. And I highly recommend getting these for especially your older family members that might not be around you, but they're somewhere and they might be alone or not. But it's a great way to have some peace of mind for yourself and your family members and your adult children and all of that. So I highly recommend this. This is going to become the fire extinguisher of the future, in my opinion. Everyone's going to need one of these too. So get there first, prep123.com. Thank you so much, Tina. You are a great patron. Always endeavoring to think of the next thing that will help people be prepared and help keep us safe and not panicking and ready for whatever comes. So thank you so much for being such a warrior on the front lines. And we will see you again soon.
All right. Take care. God bless you.